Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Last one of the series. I won't lie, won't mind having a break, but we finish our 12, and do you know, I think we'll probably come back sooner. I think we'll probably come back in early May because
we haven't got anything else to do.
But I won't mind a break because it's quite hard work. I'm feeling a little bit strung out. Is that the phrase?
Yes, you are. If you were a parrot.
You glanced at my hair when
no,
I said that.
No, because if you were a parrot, you'd be sort of pecking your feathers out.
If I were a monkey, I would be. Oh, no, wait.
It's your total denial that there's any problem.
Oh, it's all fine. It's all fine. Yeah. Better than ever. Live my best life. And I love being with my family.
The funny thing to me to watch is you trying to maintain this facade that the lockdown is the best and the kids being off school is just the best thing that's ever happened to you, because you are so horrified by being anything approaching a cliche, and you are not only crumbling under the restrictions, but you're having to pretend that you're not.
And you're enjoying that?
I am really enjoying it, yeah.
Fucking sicker.
It's like a Roald Dahl short.
My job is to keep this family's pecker up. And the nation's, okay? In the paper, I have had to, through all of this, I have had to write 3 columns a week, do the podcast with you, and do the radio show. So anyway, so I've been trying to keep my pecker up. Also, there is the thing that the house is going a little bit to rack and ruin, you know, without our cleaner. You and I have been doing a good job of cleaning up. This morning, we've both been writing our other columns for the magazine, the one we now do together. Scoffed down a bit of a quick lunch. I ate pate from the jar with the last of the gherkins. You know, I was eating homemade veal shin ragu with fresh gnocchi barely 3 days ago. We're eating stuff from the jar with a fork. Kids are on into hour 19 of their video gaming experience. There's just cardboard boxes everywhere, which we're not throwing out because we're telling ourselves it's for the kids to do junk modelling, but it's because no one can be fucked to go out to the recycling anymore. We don't know if the bin men are coming. The table. Here, that's me running my hands on the table. Nobody, you or I, fuck knows the children, has bothered to wipe it for the last couple of days, so it's kind of gritty underfoot. It's like a warehouse floor, our beautiful Christmas pine table. I haven't got fuck all to talk about in the podcast. Have you? I mean, it's gone to utter piss.
It might be all right.
Maybe.
Don't talk to our listeners like that.
Sorry.
We need every single one we can get. I've got a few ideas.
Have you got actual ideas?
Yeah, I do actually. How about a letter to Keir Starmer? And I thought you could write a letter, dear Keir, just because it would be funny.
Say dear Keir.
Dear Keir.
Do it rhymes. I actually wrote, I've written it down and I spelt dear wrong.
You spelt dear
because
as
I've written
Keir.
It D-E-I-R.
D-I-R, Keir.
No, it's all right.
I breathed in some spit.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's the thing you're supposed to not do.
So dear Keir. Mm-hmm. And I thought there was a piece in the paper today that said,
when Keir,
Starmer has done more in the last 4 days to repair relations with the UK Jewish community than Jeremy Corbyn had done in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm. But he must go further.
Last week on the
I want to see you being held aloft on a chair for some dancing. I want klezmer music. I want him to go kosher. Really?
No, I don't know. We could talk about it. Last week. Mm-hmm. We were talking about what you still need cash for, and you said to pin to a Greek bride, and I said, don't they do that to bar mitzvah boys as well? And I was sent a text message by a friend, not directly, but sort of implying, that that's the kind of thing that neo-Nazis
accusing you of being the anti-Semite we all know you deep down to be. Being able to go, I've got a Jewish husband, you seem to think gives you carte blanche.
I said that. I was a little bit upset by this. And then I had a conversation with you about whether or not I was an anti-Semite, and you seemed to think that I was.
Oh, everyone's an anti-Semite, you know that.
Well, okay, so maybe, is there a column, is it time for an everyone's an anti-Semite column via a person of no importance? Or Adrian Mole writing to Johnny Tideman?
Means
BBC?
Nothing to me. Maybe that's
weird. No, wait. You've read Adrian Mole?
No.
You poor.
It didn't come out until I was 13, by which time I was reading proper books.
Right.
So, no, I don't know about. So, Dear Keir is feasible. No, I think the Jewish thing. I'm glad you've reached out to the Jewish community, but right. I want more from you.
Okay.
I want to see you. Let's see you shrug. Come on.
Right.
What are you eating? I mean, in the same way that the Jewish Ed Miliband tried to eat a bacon sandwich, you eat some gefilte fish.
Ugh, no one wants to eat that.
No, well, proper Jews do. Some cholent. Come around to my Friday night, Keir. Jewish things.
How to be Jewish,
Keir. Yeah.
Dear Keir, this is how to be Jewish.
Yeah, how to be Jewish. You just wanted to begin,
Jewish
Dear Keir.
Today.
We have to be respectful because Keir Starmer lives just up the road.
He does have a sense of humour, though.
Well, we want the people to think he does, because, you know...
Yeah.
Because he's probably going to be Prime Minister. Yikes.
Not
and we're going to want visits to Chequers, because they've probably got bog roll, chickpeas...
More gherkins,
crucially.
Do you pin money to Bob Mitzvah boys?
No, it's how to be Jewish. It's like... it's a good football, Jewish football. Don't support Spurs, mate, support Arsenal. That's always a surprise call. In Israel, Arsenal, massive Spurs for
really?
Stinkener.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
For a bunch of schlemiels, they think.
Oh, and you could do...
Not that they speak Yiddish there, because... Obviously.
They don't speak Yiddish in Israel.
Really?
No.
It's not a thing they speak Hebrew. Yiddish is spoken by... Exactly. Yiddish is spoken by pockets of nostalgic Hasidic Lubavitcher Jews. Yeah,
you
fucking interrupt me. That's how you be anti-Semitic. No,
it was
just being Jewish and you were being anti-Semitic. I wasn't able to explain what Yiddish was. You made a shit joke.
Boy explaining over you.
You were explaining. Exactly. You were
shit explaining.
Explaining. And then basically everyone claims to be. The other thing, how to be Jewish by ending that you think that Harrison Ford is Jewish. Do you know about all that?
Harrison Ford's not Jewish.
What Jews do is we sit around, well, before we met people like you, you sit around watching television thinking that everyone's Jewish. Harrison Ford is one of the ones that Jews think is Jewish. Paul Newman, everyone thought was Jewish. Harrison Ford, and like Clint Eastwood, I think Clint Eastwood isn't, but Harrison Ford is like half Jewish or something.
It doesn't count.
Well, it's all for you to say.
There's an Adam Sandler song about famous people who are Jewish and not Jewish.
Is there?
But as in, guess who's like?
Yeah.
It's really funny. Like,
it's
and
really
then,
funny.
And then the one line
Benjamin
is,
Netanyahu, not Jewish.
And he says, Bruce Springsteen, not Jewish, but my mom thinks he is, which
well,
I thought was really funny.
I can steal some of that. I think, Dear Keir, I love what you've done. I mean, and let's be, you know, honest for a moment. When I saw Keir's speech from the bunker three streets up, and he, which you obviously listened to in depth yourself, no doubt being a massive political enthusiast. Uh-huh. When he got to the Jewish community and he said, I'm sorry, if I'd been talking, I'd have had a lump in my throat. I was moved. I genuinely was. And I was never, I don't fuck about it. I'm not a Labour voter. I don't give a fuck about whether they're anti-Semite.
I tried so often to press you about whether you did think it.
I didn't want to get involved in that anti-Semitic thing because I hated the Corbynites for so many other reasons that I thought it was irrelevant. So when Keir said he's genuinely that he was sorry, I thought that's all you had to do. It's all Corbyn had to do. And now, you know, I'll happily vote. Happily vote Labour. But I think then the joke is to go, but come on, Keir, you can do better than that.
Let's be more Jewish.
So like things like when you, okay, yes, you eat a smoked salmon bagel. Nobody's impressed. A Jew does not eat a cold bagel with a tiny little smear of Philadelphia with a little bit of a smoked salmon wrapped in polythene. No, you toast your fucking bagel. Yeah, you toast your fucking bagel, you butter it, then you put a big, thick schmear. It's called a schmear, lox and a schmear. A big, big, thick schmear of proper cream, then loads
you
of...
You don't put butter and then cream cheese.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. Sorry, would you like to shiksplain this one to me as well?
Sorry,
how you make
okay,
a fucking smoked salmon bagel.
Oh dear, shiksplaining is a thing.
You don't do any capers. You do black pepper, but not too much black pepper and make you sneeze, bring on a cold. You've got to be very careful. We don't like
so
to sneeze.
So are you doing a Yiddish accent or a Chinese
I'm doing an
one?
Accent.
You're just doing a foreign accent.
I'm just doing, oh, it's a Jewish accent. I think that's a very, very, very good idea. I think the Dear Keir thing is lame. I mean, I think that's very funny. What, Dear Keir, oh, look, it rhymes, and then what? Move on.
What, F you then?
No, it's fine. I didn't mean it. So you've made my whole column for the whole. We can stop now.
How about your corona stone? You know what the corona stone is?
No.
The corona stone is the stone that you put on when you're in lockdown with the coronavirus. You are worried that you are getting fat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you are getting fat. I think you look...
You admitted I was getting fat.
I was sort of winding you up. I don't think you are getting fat. But the scales say that you are a little heavier than you would like to be. And we don't know if that's just left over. We don't know why it is. But and we were chatting last night a bit about getting fat. And you just sort of looked off into the distance and you said, maybe I'll just get incredibly, incredibly fat. And I thought maybe a column about your relationship with exercise and food. And getting fat, and
I mean, look, you'd been used. What you were doing, what you often do, is saying, "You know, we're both getting a little bit, you know." And you never mean yourself. You it's a way of telling me that I'm fat. And you did look at me a little bit, and then you said, "Well, you're not fat. You look great." I mean, a little bit of a belly isn't a thing at your age.
When I feel overweight, I slump into such a deep abyss of despair. I can barely even speak. So yes, I would never.
Are you looking chirpy now?
I'm looking chirpy.
But that's because you were all of that conversation went on in the 2 weeks leading up to your time of the month.
Oh, don't say
when you
that.
Get a bit bloated and water retentive. Yeah. Then you had your period, and then now you're not bloated anymore. Now you're feeling thin and sexy, and that'll last
never
for a week.
Feel sexy, darling.
I wish I could have a monthly release fit. Of water tension that just made me look all fit.
Yes, I wonder if they're talking about the addressing
the corona stone is quite interesting. But the problem with the coronavirus is it means. We think about food all the time, which I normally didn't. There aren't other. It's like when you're on holiday. You know, you put on weight on holiday. Most of the summer holidays, you go away to some self-catering, or not self-catering, but like all-inclusive resort for 2 weeks, and it's just a wobble from meal to meal. The lesson hasn't sunk in quite as deeply as with you that you can't have the kids' dinner and then your dinner.
You can't.
So I'm eating the kids' food and then my food.
You are.
We're consoling ourselves with Friday night cheeseburgers, Saturday night pizzas.
Yeah. But also, we're drinking too much. Well, we've actually...
Are we? That's another column. Now, it's a booze column. I mean, we have.
Yeah, booze column is good,
Now, actually...
Sorry, I just need to switch the stew onto a slightly lower thing.
You see, there we go. We can't even have a conversation about food without you having to go.
No, I know, and do something to the stew. Hang on, what's it?
But yes, no, I think that's probably quite significant. But everyone's writing about...
Are they?
Okay. Well, everyone's writing about food, aren't they? Food and health and Joe Wicks.
On page 4, I saw a photo that reminded me of an idea you had a couple of weeks ago. Although, maybe it's just a funny picture for you. It's a hipster policeman.
There he is,
with his big beard and all his tattoos. And he's got a gun.
Yeah.
He's an armed hipster. I mean, like...
What were you thinking we would do with that?
Well, you did say the other day, will the coronavirus kill off hipsters?
Oh, right.
It didn't really come to much, though. No. Maybe we don't...
I was going to do this story.
Oh, the old...
Which is about the health monitoring system, which has come, not surprisingly, from America. And it is a health monitoring system. Much has been written about facial recognition systems. But the inventors of a new health monitoring system hope to harness what might be considered technology at the other end of the scale. A smart laboratory is a brainchild of scientists at Stanford University. It's a benevolent big brother. It will analyse daily deposits, searching for warning signs of diseases, including certain cancers. It needs to know which member of a household is responsible for each sample. This is achieved by a camera-enabled computer system capable of distinguishing one rear end from another. Not so much facial recognition as fecal recognition.
Oh.
The whole point is to provide precise, individualised health feedback, so we needed to make sure the toilet could discern between users, Sanjeev Gambhir, professor and chairman of radiology at Stanford, said. His team made a flush lever that reads fingerprints, and they came to realise that this wasn't foolproof. So they've basically got a thing that looks up your jacksie and can see, literally from the configuration of your anus, who
what
you are.
What a waste of time.
Who's a sort of right
Why
or not.
Why aren't these people making ventilators? That's what I want to know.
That would be possibly a more useful. Maybe they made it before the corona.
Well, we didn't help with the ventilators because we were making this toilet that recognises your ass.
Which is...
So much more helpful.
Sorry, there's a little picture of it here. Look at that. A camera detects who's using the lavatory so the data can be recorded. So,
you would have to have a very good aim as a boy, wouldn't you, not to piss all over that?
Well, maybe it's waterproof. When you were standing up and weeing, you'd be able to not wee. It's actually a camera.
So could you maybe do that with the floor in our bathroom?
Oh, fuck off.
There's a program called Ice Road Truckers that my dad is obsessed by. He's got a massive crush on... Obsessed with. He's got a... Fuck you!
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, fuck no. You! I'm so fucking sick of you. You're stupid, pedantic, correcting me all the time, telling me my kitchen's dirty.
It's your kitchen. It's not your kitchen.
Ah! I don't know if it's going to hurt the Yes, so he's obsessed.
Let the record show that I missed deliberately.
Right, yeah.
By twanging whatever. The rubber.
If you had got me in the boob, I would have killed you.
And it's not an easy target to miss. Moving on, what about this? Did you see the story about the petting goats at the London Zoo?
Oh, that's so cute.
Petting plan for lonely goats missing daily meat and bleat.
Yeah.
So,
Meat
and bleat.
So sweet.
So London's got these 7 pygmy goats. Which
we know very, very well.
Because our kids, just you go all the way to the zoo
with
our £3,500 a week membership. And it's a vast expensive thing, and but well worth it. And we would go there, and they never want to see the tigers or the lions or the gorillas. They just straight to the goats to pet the goats, feed the goats. Mm. And now the goats.
And the goats are absolutely.
The zoo is obviously closed to the public.
The zoo's closed.
And the goats are. And Jessica Courtney Jones, a keeper in the animal enclosure area of the zoo, where children can play with the goats as well as kunakuni pigs, ring-tailed coyotes, llamas, and owls, said. After the zoo closed, we noticed that the goats were still waiting patiently by the gate for the public to appear. It was clear that these social animals were wondering where everyone was and were missing the extra ear scratches and massages they received from our visitors. And just made me sad, and I thought, maybe is there a column in that? The forgotten victims of the coronavirus. I'll go and pet them.
But who else can you think of?
Me?
You?
I'm not getting as many cuddles as I did. Maybe I am. No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
Because you're so fed up.
I'm in a bad mood, so you're not getting any
calls. I used to cunningly go away to work for a week and I'd come back and get a peck on the cheek.
No, no longer. I do, I've got another one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you encountered any coronavirus conspiracy theories?
Have I encountered them personally?
Yeah.
Only the 5G one.
Okay, so there's a 5G one.
The 5G one where they burnt down literally 20 masks.
Yeah. There's another one. It's a conspiracy to end cash.
The coronavirus has deliberately started to end cash.
Yeah.
By what? The credit card companies?
I don't know. It's a conspiracy to end cash. And the other one is that there is that lots and lots of the hospitals are empty. They're not actually full. There are loads of coronavirus conspiracy
theories. Where did you see them?
Darling, I can't remember.
In the newspaper?
No,
or...
of course not in the stupid newspaper. They're conspiracy theories. Probably on Instagram, on YouTube. I don't know, someone
people
told
going,
me.
People going, guess what?
I'm bombarded with information
fine.
All week.
I thought it was just absolutely hilarious that that people think it could be done by 5G. I guess it's just a Chinese link, and these people are going out there and burning down. It's literally like when they used to go and beat up paediatricians.
Yep.
Exactly.
But I thought you could maybe come up with some conspiracy theories.
That's not a bad idea. So some more conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy theory by. What are the other conspiracy theories it might be? Who is cui bono, we ask, do we not? Who benefits?
You're right, yes, exactly. Who benefits?
Delivery. Conspiracy companies. By Deliveroo.
Deliveroo.
That might be an okay column.
Ocado. All food delivery companies. Conspiracy by...
Eco people. Uma Thurman, what's she called? Fucking already. Swedish girl, Greta Thunberg.
So Greta Thunberg, so it's an eco conspiracy to kill off fast fashion, global travel, that kind of thing.
Yeah. What else? What else might it be? Who else?
People who hate festivals.
Parties. I tell you what, if we were going that way. But one
Puritans.
The thing that I thought... Well, no, look, it's played right into my hands, this coronavirus. I am absolutely the person. In the Agatha Christie thing, in the living room, she'd come last to me. Poirot would come last to me and say, who has benefited from this in every possible way? Who is a restaurant critic who no longer has to go to these shitty restaurants every fucking night? Who is it? Who lives in a house with a lovely garden close to the heath? Who wants to spend time with his families and secretly hates all his friends? Who is this? Who can earn all his money from sitting at home? Who broadcasts on the radio and podcast when people listen to it because they've got nothing else to do because of the virus? Who is so young and handsome and sexual and physically healthy that he can't be a tech? It's him. It's Mr. Corona. I put it to you that you put the virus out there to improve your life. You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Times podcast produced by Lucy Ditchmont. If you want to find out what I wrote about in the end, there's a link to the column in the podcast description. Please like
and subscribe
wherever it is you get your podcasts to never miss an episode. And for the full live experience, you can tune into my radio show every Sunday night from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.